was 2014. So Nicole, we go back a minute, a little time with you.
Yes, it's crazy. I haven't put out a full CD since then.
I'm saying. So, how is things going down in Miami?
Well, you know, life is good. That's all I have to say. We get through it. We've gotten through a lot, but things are good. I just got a call today from my video programmer and. One of my latest video for Your Smiling Face is getting picked up by BET Soul.
Oh.
So it's going to debut this Sunday, so I'm very excited about that.
That's beautiful.
No complaints, just working on upcoming gigs on the road and continuing to stay on top of the promotions with the new album. Mm. So, yes, I can't complain.
Well, you've been on it for a while and, receiving, of course, awards and accolades all over the country and all over the world as an international award-winning vocalist. And I'm so happy that you could carve in a little time for us today. And I believe your Feeling Good cut, was that the first single or Your Smiling Face?
That's right. Feeling Good was the first single. And that actually came out back in April of last year. And I was just intending to put out a couple singles because I was working on another project, which is a tribute to one of my favorite vocalists, Nancy Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
But that project had to be put on hold because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So I had these three singles that were ready to release. And instead of that, I just decided to put a whole album together. I said, well, since that album's not going to come out in 2021, let me go ahead and record a full project with my band down in Miami. And that's what we did. So Feeling Good came out first, and then the album came out. And, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, it seems like when I ask about this last year, they said, no, she's just going to, I'm like, well... What?
Thank you. I know. I thought about it. I said, wait a second. It takes just as much work to put out a project, or it's more fulfilling to have a whole album.
So, oh, definitely. Yeah.
And we had all these great arrangements that, the band that I work with down here in Miami, I've been working with them for some 10-plus years, 2008, 2000. So we really have had, all the songs that you hear on the CD are arrangements that we've pretty much come up with together as a team over the last 5 years or so. So that's what the CD is, and I just love it so much because it just really feels like a family project, mm-hmm. not just studio musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you tell the audience who some of the folks are on in the band and worked on you with the project.
Absolutely. Well, the first one is the pianist who also co-produced it with me, Pete Wallace, is actually out of the Virginia, Maryland area, but I met him at the University of Miami. So he's a wonderful pianist and arranger. Upright bass player Eric England, who now lives out in L.A., so whenever we do gigs, it's always nice to try to get him in with us when we're flying. But Eric England on the upright, David Shiverton, that's a name you'll hear a lot, hopefully moving forward. He's also a professor at the University of Miami, but I met him when he was still at college, and we did a big band gig together. And he's wonderful. He has a new band out called The Smoogies, so that's David Shiverton from Miami. And on guitar is Aaron Libos, a friend of mine. Since 2000, we had an original music band back in the day together. But he's just great. He has his own project too, the Aaron Libos project. But Aaron Libos on guitar.
So when
and we had some guest artists come in and do some solos as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you are out there performing and everything, do you do the writing of the music, or you just and you? Because this one here is mostly covers. Did you select the cuts?
Yes. Well, over the years, so I have found, I do find songwriting rewarding, but I'm not as prolific or as inspired as I've written songs and I've recorded some of my original songs, so I guess I could say I'm a song. songwriter, but I don't want to front, you know, I own a guitar, but I'm not a guitar player. I think the last song that was my original that I wrote and released was, I had Kirk Whalum playing on it, A Little Time Alone from my Embraceable CD. But I actually am feeling the energy to want to write some songs now, because I just feel it defines you in another way as an artist. So I hope to get around to doing that this spring and summer. I threw something down the other night on my voice memos. But the songs, another thing that I do love doing, aside from when I do lock into my own original song, I really love reinterpreting music. I really love reinterpreting a lyric. And that's how I fell in love with jazz back in 2002, you know, having not really grown up with jazz. I really just fell in love with the freedom that you can have within a cover song, you know, but then to reinterpret it and bring it back to life, not to try to, you know, of course you're not going to try to make it better, but you certainly can't come out and put something that doesn't rise to the occasion. Yeah. So I always love that challenge of taking a cover song and reminding people how amazing that song is.
Yeah. Well, I love the different spins that you all do put on them. Some of them you really can't identify until they get to a certain point in the song.
Okay. You're
like, okay, that's what that is. Now, I love the Midnight at the Oasis, Maria Muldaur's song. And that one, you know, whoever does it, was there any challenge in there for you?
That's funny you ask me that question. My sister had recommended that I sing that song probably like 10 years ago. And I was like, oh, it's so identifiable. You know, it's so Marissa Muldaur's. And then one day, it was probably in 2016, I just was like, you know what, I do want to sing this song. So I took that one in particular to Marvin Sewell, who's a guitarist. I had just moved to New York, and I knew Marvin Sewell, who plays with Cassandra Wilson, sometimes with Liz Wright, but he's just a wonderful guitarist. And since I wanted to hear guitar, I love acoustic guitar and guitar, I wanted to really have the guitar kind of lead that one. I asked him to arrange it for me, and that's what he came up with. So it's developed over the years, but that was basically Marvin Sewell's, between my sister suggesting it and Marvin Sewell kind of putting a spin on it. Yeah.
Well, tell sis she did good.
Right? I will.
Most definitely. Is she a big fan of yours, supporter?
You know what? She is. I love my sister, and she's just always supportive and always has my back and there when I need her. And, you know, I hope she feels the same. But, yeah, she's my older sister by 2 years. And, yeah, we grew up hanging, so.
Well,
yeah.
She's probably immensely proud of you. And I know your family is as well. And I know you have a mighty big fan base down in Miami as well. I am fully aware of them from the last time we had you on. And several of them called me afterwards and were just glad.
I love it.
Yeah, they were glad to hear you. And all the way in Nashville. I said, yes, all the way. And
I love it.
They're faithful over some things. But you're received like that because you do a lot of world traveling with your vocals. But you're received like that overseas just like you are in the U.S.
Thank you. You know, it's been, like I said, it's been a blessing. I'll always remember the first time I started distributing my album outside of the country, and someone found me on CD Baby back in the day, 2004, and asked to start distributing my album in Japan. So I said, oh, of course, sure. You know, so they'd send me the money, I'd send the box, And over time, that my CD rose to number 2 in Japan on the Best Vocal Jazz chart. And you just never know where you're going to connect with somebody. Mm-hmm. And now that the world is even more, or even smaller, you know, and obviously more global. But yeah, I've been to Japan 17 times. I've been to probably about 20 countries to tour. So I'm hoping that I'll get ticked back up. We're all rescheduling gigs for the last three and four times, you know, with COVID and everything. But
yeah.
I'm hoping that we're all back on track with sticking with dates and people comfortable getting out.
Yeah, and they are ever, you know, inching out because they're waiting. They can't wait to come out. And many of them have gotten used to, you know, having to show their vaccination card, wear a mask and all that. They just want to be out of the house. So I imagine it's going to pick up. During that time, was it, as I, you know, talked to the artists regularly, was it a reflection time? Was it a busy time? Was it a work time? Was it a reload and come back out time for you during the pandemic?
You know what? I would imagine you've spoken to a lot of artists. I'm a bit of a workaholic. No, I'm an absolute workaholic. So I really kept myself busy, busy, busy. I'm also an actress, so one thing that I always wanted to do was to focus on a voiceover reel and take some more classes with that, and I took some more online acting classes and scene work classes. So I really just kept myself busy with online Zoom classes and working out. I loved getting out. And one of the fortunate things with being in South Florida was that, you know, we could be outside all year round. So, you know, I'm biking and running and doing all that stuff. So I never got to sit down and binge watch for weeks. But I told myself, my birthday's in March, so I told myself that's what I'm giving myself, a week delayed of binge watching TV and Netflix. So, yeah. But
Did you get to do anything that, you know, was different than what you normally would do?
Right. You know, I did give myself a little vacation. I went out to Colorado. I love the outdoors, so I went on a biking and camping trip out there. So, and did mountain biking for the first time and just about passed out. But did that. I'm trying to think of some other things. I cooked a lot.
Oh, really?
Meditated a lot.
Now you're talking. So, I've got to know what kind of recipes and things did you venture? What areas?
Okay. All right. Well, I have perfected my turkey chili.
Okay.
I mean, to a T. I've perfected, which I never really, I don't know how I decided to cook this, but I perfected some turkey meatballs that I now make in large quantities to share with friends. What else? All kinds of fish. I do mostly fish and chicken and tons of vegetables and ground turkey. So just really quiches and, all kinds of skillet chicken and,
So if I came over and visited and had lunch with you and sis, we'd get some of that chili, right?
Mm-hmm. I'll make a spread for sure. From my killer guacamole stuff. I could throw in a couple drinks too.
Yeah, that definitely works. So is your chili that you make with the turkey meat, is it spicy or is it? I like spicy.
I like a lot of spicy. So my girlfriend about 2 years ago, my friend Lisa, showed me this seasoning called Spike that we have down here in Florida that I've again gone ahead and mailed Spike to a lot of friends around the country. But there's this great seasoning, and then I'll put some jalapeno and of course red pepper flakes in there. So and I love garlic. So I hope you.
That sounds good and hot. Mm-hmm. Spike, oh my goodness, I'm going to check that out.
Hungry.
Most definitely, most definitely. Yeah. And, Nicole, with this project, and I'm so used to saying your name, I have a daughter named Nicole, so. I just think about her when I say your name. Our artist of the week is Nicole Henry. She has a brand new project, Time to Love. Nicole is a jazz vocalist, international flavor, as well as around the U.S. on jazz stages and performing all over the country. Now, Nicole, you have the pleasure of really being on Straight Ahead playlist, and the smooth contemporary side. So you kind of are good for everybody. I mean, that's nice. That's really nice.
It is. I actually was very surprised that this album was received as well as it was in the straight ahead audience too. We have about four straight ahead tunes on there that we, again, like you said, we kind of rearranged. But I love straight ahead. But I always love a little groove. So
yes,
kind of, yeah. But thank you.
Well, doesn't happen often, where you know somebody on stations on both sides. This is still so split hair genre. It's not funny.
It's true.
It's true. Really is. I'm like, oh, y'all relax.
Okay.
Please. You know, because we are a Billboard reporter for Smooth and Contemporary, but we get the music, but they don't report our ads in the straight ahead. We get I put it in our night blend. And like, okay. But I'm gonna just continue, you know, and I'm just gonna, you know, cause there's some great stuff. And you know, we have it in the night blend, and a little bit of it comes out during the day. But I just can't split the hair that fine. I'm sorry.
I appreciate that. I know. I mean, I understand that, you know, people are going to be the jazz police. And it is what it is. It is what it is. And I can't fight what is. I feel you. And like I said, I was floored that my CD on the straight ahead charts reached number 4 and was in the top 10 for 9 weeks. So
amazing.
it really was. And I'm shocked.
Is that the first time that's happened for you?
Yes, let me tell you, I've put out, well, this is my 8th album. Wow. And I've put out about 3 other albums that would be considered closer to straight ahead jazz. Definitely the first two were straight ahead jazz. The third one, Embraceable, was mostly straight ahead. And between all of those albums, I want to say my highest ranking on Jazz Week straight ahead radio was top, if not 16, 20, you know. So for this album to make it to number 4, what told me that I think the jazz police are getting less, you know, they're not as judgmental. And again, you got to protect whatever, you know. But I was really amazed to find the CD doing so well on this chart.
That's,
so,
you know, it's a trip. Cause
I'll take it.
I look at both of them and report to one, look at both, even though they know the spins and they see them coming out of Nashville, but they will not give our station credit. And that's fine. You know, I know what I'm doing. And you know, but I do, they all, you know, all the publicists and label people, they all call in, just like everybody else. Because they want the, you know, the best for who they represent. And this is really good. Now, what, when I look at the 9 cuts on here, you know, there's many of these on here are really songs that are beloved by a lot of people. You know, you got the Sade song on there. You know, you got the Feeling Good. I keep wanting to say Randy Crawford. I'm trying to think.
Oh, right. But Nina.
Yeah.
Maybe Nina.
Yeah.
Nina Simone.
And I was like, no, that wasn't her. Midnight at the Oasis, Your Smiling Face, that was just really popular. And Overjoyed. That, you know, that is just the most beautiful. Because it just gives a true feeling. Why did you put Overjoyed on the Stevie Wonder song on there?
Yes, well, again, this CD came together. Merely, I looked at all the set, my whole song list, and I said, well, what are the most recent arrangements, and what are the most original and, you know, CD-worthy arrangements that we have as a band? And literally, I just picked all those tunes from that, with that criteria, and came up with about 11 tunes. And these were the nines that really made sense to put on this album. And we were talking about earlier how you don't want to, you want to do a song, if you're going to cover a song, you have to do something different to it. Otherwise, people are going to say, yeah. People are always going to say, well, the original's better. And, it, and that's probably the case, that I'm, in most situations, the original is always better. But if you're going to do something, bring something new to the table. Well, I have tried with Stevie Wonder tunes for years. I even did a 70s tribute album, a live recording, and put all my, you know, some of my favorite songs from the 70s. And Stevie Wonder put out, I think he put out like 9 CDs or 11 CDs in the 70s. And I could not do justice to any one song because I was just like, I'm not going to bother. I can't touch any of these. I can't. And I tried. I tried for 2 or 3 different songs. And it just was like, don't do it. So finally, in my lifetime, I was able to put a Stevie Wonder song on a CD and not feel like apologetic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You can't come. You have to come correct if you're
because he's personal for people, you know, that grew up with his music, and you know, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, that song was, he wrote it and did it after he had one of his children. And I think I'm remembering correctly from my old school memory banks.
That sounds right.
And it was, everything he did had a meaning. And so when I saw that, I was like, I like it. I like it a lot.
Oh, thank
I do, because that was one of my picks up here. I picked, you know, in our rotation, I picked that one. I picked Is It a Crime? Midnight at the Oasis. And then we had the other two. So, see, I got half of your project.
Thank you.
That's why the spotlight is on you today. It's because, it helps to balance. Yeah, it helps to balance the station sound out.
Thank you.
And some of our listeners, like Nicole, they like to hear vocal. And I want them to be happy, too. So, definitely. And hopefully they will become fans or pick up your project or see you on the stage somewhere. Now, you have some dates coming up soon, don't you?
I do, and they're kind of shifting and rearranging, but I have, I'm doing a TV project for the NPR station in, PBS and NPR in Orlando, March 3rd. March 4th, I'll be in Cocoa Beach. I've got something coming up in Charlotte at Middle Sea. I'll be back in New York City, March 19th. Philadelphia at the end of April. Washington, D.C. at the end of May. I'll be at St. Louis for a week in the beginning of May, the week before Mother's Day, and Mother's Day weekend. So it's really sporadic right now. I'll be up at and Jimmy's Jazz and Blues up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So it's really sporadic. Like I said, the normal tour routing, we didn't do as much because of the pandemic and things changing and becoming available. It's last minute. But hoping to get to Nashville. I think we were talking about there's a possibility for me to be at the City Winery there. So we're just working on dates. But I've never played Nashville.
Tell the team at the City Winery that you have already talked to me. And,
I love it. Okay.
Yeah, they, we do some things with them. And it's always good to have, you know, the station. Now, Nicole, are you back doing festivals yet? Because I know some people are going to, you know, start having them and stuff, you know.
Yes, I hope so. I hope so. Right now, we just have 2 in the works out of the country, but I'm hoping that we can start getting on the rosters for these jazz festivals in the States. So we shall see.
Okay.
We shall see. I'm always open and willing.
Yeah. I'm certain.
Yeah.
I'm certain because some people are just now discovering you, and others have been following you and been enjoying you now for quite some time since you've been around for 20-something years now.
Right.
Yeah.
Wild.
So it doesn't seem like it, right?
Right? Time flies.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that. That's major to still be viable.
Most definitely.
So, Nicole, tell our audience where the music is available and keeping up with you and your schedule and the whole nine yards. What's the best way to get all that?
Absolutely. Well, you can always go to NicoleHenry.com, and that just has everything, where you can find the music, where you can buy a t-shirt, where you can find out about the tours. But the music is available digitally for download everywhere, whether it be Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, all those various places. Music Choice on TV is carrying a couple of tracks. Sirius XM Satellite Watercolors plays a couple of tracks. And then at my website, you can buy the CD. You can, again, download it anywhere. And then I have, as I mentioned at the top of the show, at the top of my interview, the video for Your Smiling Face is going to start airing on BET Soul this weekend. And I'm excited because the video features, I sit on the board here for the Miami Music Project, and we give free music lessons throughout the week in five different programs throughout the Miami-Dade County to schools that don't have music programs and that are underserved. So you'll see some of the kids, the beautiful kiddies in that video.
So sweet. I know the children were excited to be in the video. Oh, Lord.
Oh, they were so cute. You got to check it out. They are just so precious. Beautiful, beautiful babies.
Oh, wow. Nicole Henry, this week's Artist of the Week. Be sure to go to her website, check it out, listen to her music. The latest release is entitled Time to Love Again, 9 beautiful cuts on there. Nicole, well, you know, I'm going to keep my eye and ear out for anything that you continue to do. And, of course, your music is always welcome at WFSK.
I appreciate that so much, Sharon Kay. Great to be with you this afternoon.
You too. Take good care, and we'll keep an eye on you and talk to you soon.
I'll save some chili for you.
Oh, yes. Oh, now see, guess what's up. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And see, that's what's up, y'all. You know, to save some for me. And that's nice. That sounds good. I'm going to check out that season she mentioned, though. Spike sound might be hot. I like hot.